Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Thursday, September 15th, 2022. And if you are new to the Small Pod, he would like to give you all the information about the Marlins that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, I want to do something different for this edition of Big Fish Small Pod, not give you a recap of the game that happened last night, but I wanted to do something different and just talk about the future of the team, especially now with the season basically over. They're almost 30 games or even more under 500, the playoffs and nowhere in sight. Top players being injured out for the rest of the season. Not really anything to look forward to for this year besides Sandy Alcantara hopefully winning the NL Cy Young. But I wanted to go in and talk about free agents because I believe it is never too early to look at free agents, especially when you know you're this far at the bottom. Playoffs are nowhere in your sight. You have to start looking to the future, and what better way than right now to look at some potential free agents the Marlins could acquire. I will go position by position, highlight the top guys at each position. First, for catcher, I do like, you know, Jacob Stallings has really had a disappointing season than a lot of us have hoped for. His hitting kind of had a hot streak after the All-Star break, but it's still not really what the Marlins have been hoping for. Defense has been a lot left to desire. Look at catchers, really some top guys. Number one, obviously, Wilson Contreras, 31 years old. Could be someone the Marlins could get, but they're going to have to break bank if they want to get Contreras. When you look at catchers, also Mike Zunino, Omar Narváez. So it's really just top heavy when it comes to Wilson Contreras. Mike Zunino is going to give you home runs. It's not going to give you that much of an average. Gary Sanchez, that's a tough one right there to discuss for Gary Sanchez. Really up and down his entire career. Now with the Minnesota Twins, has had almost an average, maybe a slightly above average season for Mr. Sanchez. But that really does it for catchers. First baseman, it's a lot of older players. You have Jose Abreu, Anthony Rizzo, Josh Bell, Brandon Belt, Yuri Gurriel. As really the top guys, and the youngest there is 30, or the oldest is 39. So it really depends if the Marlins want to get someone older at first baseman. I think the Marlins should stay in-house. Just not really anyone that I would see the Marlins signing. Not really anyone that even interests me, and maybe Jose Abreu, but 36 years old, first baseman, that is old. Maybe Josh Bell, but I don't really see the Marlins signing Bell. Second baseman, it's going to be difficult with Jeff Chisholm coming back. He's hopefully as a long-term second baseman. But if the Marlins do want to look at someone that they can get or maybe move around, you want to put Jazz at short or get the second base, put him at short, or just someone to have there just in case there are injuries as like a bench, utility, kind of backup type role. There are also players for that. Top of the list, guys who aren't probably going to come to Miami, but just the top of the second baseman, you have Gene Segura, Adam Frazier, Colton Wong, Josh Harrison, who those last two have club options. But when you go to guys who most likely could come to Miami, you look at Cesar Hernandez, Ronald Rodor, those aren't guys that are going to, you know, have fans rush to the stadium, but they could be good potential backups in case of injury, in my opinion. And then here are things we're going to get where things get good. Shortstop. Shortstop is easily the most stacked in terms of free agents at this coming offseason. Give Trey Turner a blank check because he would do wonders for Miami. He can hit, he can run the bases, he can steal, he can hit home runs, he can great defensively. I think you have to sign a guy like Trey Turner, you know, so that you want to win, you know, increase that payroll. We're around 80 million. That's around 26, 27 in the entire league.
And Trey Turner launches one deep to left, and it is gone. Home run number 20. And Trey Turner on the first pitch of the ninth becomes a 2020 man, hitting it way up into the Western Metal Supply Company building in the top deck.
come on, you spend some money. Trey Turner is a guy that you would spend money for. And I know, you know, Avi Garcia, Jorge Soler, those guys didn't pan out because, you know, those guys were kind of iffy just to begin with their track record. Jorge Soler, you know, had a really great season with Kansas City, that post-All-Star break and playoffs with Atlanta. But ever since then and everywhere in between that, it's really been a lot of down, up and down, mixed reaction for Jorge Soler. And Avi Garcia had that maybe 1 or 2 year where he was really good before signing with the Marlins, but again, it wasn't for a long period of stretch. It was just very short and not really something that can be offered that type of contract. But Trey Turner has done it, whether it's Washington, LA, easily one of the best shortstops in baseball, still 29 years old, from South Florida. I think Miami will, if I was GM, I'm not making these moves, but Trey Turner is someone that you have to at least make an offer for, make that jump to it. It's kind of like the other teams here in South Florida. Example would be the Miami Heat. They talk to almost every big time free agent. They don't might not sign all of them, but you have to have the opportunity to talk to them and show them why you want them to sign with your team, with your club, and show them just what you can offer. That's what Miami should at least do at the very minimum with Trey Turner. Show him, you know, you sign with us, you'll be a starting shortstop, you'll be with Jeff Chisholm Jr., you sign with us, we will make sure to spend this offseason and sign guys around you to have third baseman, your first baseman, outfield. We will make sure that everything's great, everything is taken care of. Also, other guys, Carlos Correa might be a little more expensive than Trey Turner in terms of what Carlos Correa got from that he was seeking. If the Marlins could do something like they did, like he did with the Twins, sign him to a 3-year deal, have an option after the first year, why not? He's been pretty good. He has an OPS around 840. Carlos Correa has been really decent this year for the Twins. They're slumping a bit and probably not going to make the playoffs right now. I believe they're exactly at 500. But still, I think, you know, Carlos Correa would be a really great one. D'Angelo Swanson, I think he's probably going to might get the largest check out of all these shortstops just because how great he's been this season and just the potential for him as he is also 29 years old, just with his potential. I think Dansby, I would love Miami, but I think he might stay with Atlanta or maybe, you know, maybe the Dodgers, they lose Trey Turner, they bring in Dansby Swanson, something like that. Third baseman, Nolan Arenado can opt out. Then it's again Justin Turner, Joey Wendell, Jace Peterson, Evan Longoria, Brandon Drury, who might be a pretty decent option when looking at it. But again, 30 years old, really had this big breakout season, but I think he's probably going to be looking for a similar thing of a larger deal. Something like that, because, you know, looking at this year, 25 home runs, around 80 RBIs, OPS 815. Really great year for him. But again, he's always been, you know, kind of like a journeyman type player. But I think after this season, he's going to look for a long-term, bigger deal contract. Left fielders, Joey Gallo, Andrew Benintendi. I don't think Miami are going to pick any one of them up. If anyone, maybe a Jock Peterson, but again, depends. I doubt we're going to look at our center fielders. Maybe this guy, Aaron Judge, would love to see it. Who knows? Give him $800 million. Why not? Again, center fielders, no one really loves no except of Aaron Judge and Brandon Nimmo, who's actually had a pretty good season this year. Right fielders, Mitch Haniger, Will Myers, Taylor Naquin. Again, nothing really stands out there. DH, JD Martinez, why not? Who knows? Sign him up, let him hit home runs for you, get some RBIs. I guess. Michael Brantley, you know, he's kind of been injured as of late, getting up there in age. Trey Mancini, but it's a mutual option for him to opt out. Could be someone that could be pretty nice, but again, a DH role type. And the last two, Matt Carpenter, Andrew McCutchen. Both older players, both guys who maybe their prime has passed them by. You know, Matt Carpenter had this surge this year with the Yankees, hitting home runs and like 50 straight and like 25 straight games, but then he got injured and I believe he's out for the rest of the season. Starting pitchers, you know, guys that could opt out: Carlos Rondon, Jacob DeGrom, now he's going to get a gigantic, huge, humongous deal with the Mets. Adam Wainwright, 41. I don't know if they're going to want anything like that. I don't think they're going to look at anything with starting pitchers. But you go down to relief pitchers, some guys. Edwin Diaz, I don't know, maybe. I don't think the Marlins are going to sign Edwin Diaz. I think the Mets are going to want to keep him around. You have Kek Krimble. He's kind of had a really up and down season. Kenley Jansen, who the Marlins, you know, I wanted them to sign Kenley. And I think the Marlins could do it. He got, I believe, two years, $32 million, I believe, something around that. But I think something like that could also be good for Miami. Taylor Rogers, Andrew Chafin. Chafin's a player out. Michael Fulmer, who was a starter, is now a relief pitcher and has really excelled in that role. Could be another one that Miami looks for. But that does it for me. Those are some guys I would like to see Miami sign the offseason. I know we're still in September, but you always have to look ahead. The winter is almost here. Winter is coming. But that does it for me here on Big Fish Small Pod. Remember to go like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the small pod. And do remember this, always, always, always go fish.